first, I'm delighted to say we are joined on the line by Minister of State at the Department of Higher Education, Department of Further and Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science, who has responsibility for skills and further education, Niall Collins. Niall Collins will be in Tralee very shortly to launch a new wind turbine maintenance technical apprenticeship course scheme at Kerry College of Further Education in here in Tralee. Good morning to you, Minister Collins. Thanks for joining us on the Kerry Today programme this morning.
Good morning.
We'll get to why you are in Tralee presently. But first of all, Niall, in the first hour we spoke to Father Peter McFerry, who said he was not surprised that the government won the vote last night on the eviction ban. But he said very clearly, I thought, in no way ambiguously, that he believed the government was making this decision for political reasons, that if the ban was extended, the ban on evictions was extended until December, January next, that wouldn't play well having people facing eviction around Christmas time. Likewise, if the eviction ban was extended until this time next year or thereabouts, then you're looking at a number of months, possibly less, even to a general election. That wouldn't play well to the electorate. And that the government took political reasons based on self-preservation, one could argue. He didn't say self-preservation, but you could definitely infer that from what he was saying, to end the eviction ban now. That the government made this decision for self-interested reasons. What would you say to that?
I wouldn't agree, and that's definitely not the reason why the government took the decision that we took. Basically, it's a multifaceted set of reasons why we took the decision. The rentals. Long time.
Oh, you just broke up there slightly, Niall Collins. If you could, if you just go back at that point, you're saying it's not for base political reasons that you've decided now is the time to end the eviction ban.
Absolutely, it's not for political reasons. The government, we deem and we judge it to be the right decision at this point in time. The private rental sector is broken. It's broken for many reasons. One of the reasons that it is broken is because we've seen a flight of small landlords from the sector. And as a consequence of that, a lot of rental housing stock has been taken out of the market. Secondly, there was clear legal advice to the government when the eviction ban was brought in, when it was first brought in, actually during the COVID pandemic, that it could only be brought in a temporary capacity. It was brought in on public health grounds at that point in time. It was brought in subsequently on the basis that we had an issue with rising homelessness. Unfortunately, the presence of the eviction ban hasn't stemmed the rise in homelessness. There are obviously other underlying factors which we're addressing in relation to doing that. And fundamentally, the fundamental part of the legal advice to government, and government has to take on board the legal advice that it's given, and the government has to act in a lawful manner and has to have due regard to the advice that it gets, is that to have a rolling series of eviction bans would be basically changing people's fundamental property rights, which is enshrined in our Constitution.
You said there, Niall Collins. You said there, Niall Collins, that the private housing market is broken. Is that not the fault of the government?
Well, we're fixing that. We had, unfortunately, after the financial collapse almost 12 years ago, we had almost a decade of little or no house building, and this government is the first government ever in the history of this state to have produced a housing plan and a housing policy in Housing for All, which is funded annually on a multi-annual basis for the next 10 years to the tune of €4.5 billion per annum. We've had significant activity in the housing construction sector over the last 2 years. We reached almost 30,000 houses completed last year. This year's commencements are very, very strong also. So we're now in a very a very active catch-up phase in terms of delivering social, affordable and enabling and facilitating the development of private housing schemes also.
But again, the people listening in would say, well, Fianna Fáil has been in power for much of this state's history, and you've been in power with Fine Gael and the Greens for almost coming up for a number of years now. Why wasn't all this affected soon? And we put it, actually Michael Healy-Ray, one could argue, nailed it on the head yesterday when he was on the programme. I put it to him, the regional independent group said they would support the government on ending the eviction ban if a number of proposals were adopted, including tax relief for small landlords, affordable housing for young couples, and if an older person in long-term nursing home care rents out their home, they won't be penalised financially. And Michael Healy-Ray said, grand, but why hadn't the government thought of this earlier? Why, when they're just down to the wire, when they're up against it, will they consider adopting innovative and considered proposals such as those put forward by the regional independents?
And those measures are all contained in our Housing for All plan, and all were in the process of being implemented over the course of this year. And the argument which is being offered by some in seeking to criticise the government is that nothing has happened in the last 6 months. And that's just patently not the case. There was over 6,000 social houses completed in the last 6 months. There was about 1,500 void local authority properties around the country put back into use. There was about 600 new properties leased and a whole pile of commencements in the private sector. There's a huge amount of activity going on right across our local authorities. I'll just give you my own example in Limerick, in the Limerick City and County Council, which is the one local authority which covers both county and Limerick, both the county and the city of Limerick. We have about 5,500 people on our social housing list. At the moment, there's 2,850 social homes in development, either in construction, in planning, or a tender process in procurement. There is a lot of activity going on out there also in terms of enabling private housing schemes to get up and running. So it's the number one priority for government is the ramping up of the supply of housing units. And we're constantly hearing from people who are arguing against us that there's nothing happening. And that's not the case. The figures are there. I've quoted for you already the fact
the figures,
that 30,000
and
houses
the figures
were delivered last year.
Those figures that you quote there and that you give us there, they're not comfort, though, for someone who is facing the prospect of being moved out of the place they've been living in because the eviction ban comes to end and there's no housing available, there's nowhere else for them to go. Like Ono Brin, the Sinn Féin spokesperson on housing, he can't be accused of being a fly-by-night or someone who's just come to this lately. He's been involved with housing issues for many, many years, I think over 25 years. And he was saying, and just setting aside the politics of it, he says, if you don't want homelessness to increase significantly in April, May and June, then TDs, the politicians, should have supported Sinn Féin's motion to extend the ban until January next year. People listening in who are facing eviction, you can quote the figures about the numbers of houses being built, the actions being taken. No one doubts your sincerity and desire to address the crisis. But they'll be saying, this is no comfort to me. I'm facing losing my home. Where will I go? Where will my children go?
But you've conveniently, in quoting Ono Brin there, you've conveniently completely disregarded the clear legal advice to government. And this has been challenged. It's the subject of a legal challenge in the courts. And the legal advice to government is that if you continue with an eviction ban, that you are fundamentally altering people's property rights, the rights that people have to the enjoyment of their property. For Owen O'Brien to just completely disregard that says a lot, because he's taken a completely populist stance. If you take the city of Dublin and the greater Dublin area alone, Owen O'Brien and his party leader and his colleagues across the Sinn Féin political party have objected to an amount of 12,000 housing units across the greater Dublin area. And they will come forward and they will articulate and they'll put some nice language around the reasoning why they object to that. But there's 12,000 housing units not built in Dublin today, and there's many more right around every local authority area in the country if you've done a deep dive analysis into it. And you've also, just to make this point, Tras, if I may, please, people who are now facing an eviction notice, there's a number of options which we have to allow them to try and stay in the homes that they're in. There's a tenant in situ scheme. Local authorities are now empowered to buy those houses. So if a person is on a local authority housing list or in receipt of housing assistance payment or rent supplement, the local authorities are now mandated to buy those properties off the landlord if they're selling it. Secondly, if a person isn't on the social housing list and they're in a rented house and they have been given notice to quit, we're bringing in legislation where those people will have to be given first refusal to buy that house, and we can enable them to buy that house through a local authority mortgage or indeed through a shared, what's called the Home First Scheme, which is a shared equity scheme where the council will bridge the gap between what the person can raise in their own on their own back in terms of a mortgage and the market value of the property up to 30%. And finally, there's a third option where the state will step in through an approved housing body and purchase the property and enter into a cost rental agreement with the tenants and rent the property back to them on a cost on a reduced cost rental basis. So there is a lot happening at this level, which gets conveniently ignored. And I think it's right that we have those suite of options out there. But at the same time, we're ramping up supply the whole time. And that is the key critical point here, that the numbers of houses coming into the system. And you might say to me that we have been in government for 3 years, and that is correct. But houses aren't like loaves of bread. They don't fall off the back of a lorry. It takes time to acquire planning permission, to go through the procurement process and to go through the construction phase.
Do you believe there won't be an increase in homelessness? There won't be a significant increase in homelessness as predicted in April, May and June by Eoin O'Brien. Can you predict that confidently?
I can't. I can't predict that. But what I'm saying to you is that the decision to end the ban on evictions was taken for a number of reasons, which I've articulated to you. And they are the reality that government has to. These are the reality which government, when it's sitting down to make a decision, these are the considerations which all have to be taken into the mix.
Right. Can I ask you, Niall? We're just unfortunately tight in time, and I want to get to two more things. First of all, how stable is this government, given that Nasa Harrigan of the Green Party voted against the government last week night, and is out of the parliamentary party for a considerable amount of time? How stable now is this Fianna Fáil Fine Gael Green coalition?
I don't see any issues with government stability. The Irish public are entitled to expect that our governments will last pretty much the full term of Parliament, which is 5 years. I don't expect or foresee an issue in terms of a vote of no confidence in the government next week. I expect that we will see off the vote of no confidence.
Yeah, because there's another vote coming down the line from the Labour Party.
Yes, I don't foresee an issue for government. If you're asking me when I predict the next general election will be, I think it will be at the back end of next year. The Dáil can only last for 5 years. At the back end of next year of 2024, we will be almost up on 5 years, which runs out in early 2025. So my own personal prediction is that you will have a general election at the back end of next year.
And finally, and thanks for joining us this morning, Minister Niall Collins. Why are you in Tralee today? Tell us about this wind turbine maintenance technical apprenticeship launch at Kerry College and why it matters.
Well, it's very important because wind turbines are hugely important as we face into the whole climate change challenge, which we have to try and reduce our carbon emissions. Last year, 34% of our energy supply was supplied by wind turbines. It's a huge sector now. You only need to look anywhere across Kerry or across my own county of Limerick or up and down the country. There's wind turbine infrastructure. We have huge ambitious plans to harness more wind energy off the west coast of Ireland, and that's subject of a programme of work being carried out by the government also. But what we're launching today is our latest formalised apprenticeship programme. We now have 67 formal apprenticeship programmes right across various sectors, and this is what's called a consortia-led apprenticeship, where the wind energy sector and industry has come together and has partnered with the Kerry Education and Training Board, and they've come up with a formalised apprenticeship programme to train maintenance technicians in the wind turbine sector. So there's been huge interest in it, and I'm really delighted to be taking the opportunity to formally launch this in Tralee this morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. We've been talking to Minister of State Niall Collins, who is in Tralee for the launch of that apprenticeship. He's been talking there at Kerry College of Further Education. And we've been also talking to him about the government's decision. That it will happen. That it was supported in the Dáil last night. The eviction ban will end March 31st.